The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Yea, do I walk through the path of righteousness, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And when the Lord is with you, you don't have to fear any evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, can anybody say surely?
Surely?
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. You have your personal copy of the world's bestseller. I want to invite your attention to the gospel according to John. John chapter 3. The gospel according to John. John 3 beginning or commencing with the first verse. I'm going to ask you as we do to read this text after me. I shall be reading it from the New King James Version of the Holy Bible. If you have it, say amen. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night, said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. No one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. I want to thank the people of God for reading the Word of God in the house of God. I want to share a message this morning that I pray will challenge us. I'm going to ask you to repeat this subject after me. What kind of person would I have to be? Again, what kind of person would I have to be? And once again, what kind of person would I have to be? Now, brothers and sisters, as we move forward in this new year on our life journey, I'm hoping that we can do two things. We can stay focused, and we can go deeper. One day, The disciples of Christ had been out fishing all night and caught nothing. Jesus said unto them, launch out